right, our classroom pledge of the week. It's a new week. We're kicking it off with Ms. Swaggle's third grade class at Hallett Elementary. Nice job. Man. Nice job, Ms. Swaggle's third grade class.
That was very well done, and I'm going to say it.
Are they Swaggletites,
then? You know
what?
I'm happy to just shove it in everyone else's face.
Oh, geez. Here we go.
That is our second classroom from Hallett.
Mm-hmm.
Hallett Elementary, Medical Lake, where my kids went to school, where I was a proud member of that community for 20-some years.
Mm-hmm.
I love Medical Lake. I miss it all the time, actually. But step it up, other schools.
Oh, golly.
I double dog dare you.
Oh,
I double dog dare you. Get your classrooms in here. Either that or we're just going to crown Medical Lake the most patriotic city in Eastern Washington.
It's news time with award-winning newsman extraordinaire, Kevin James.
Indian woman has the longest hair in the world, but rarely washes it.
Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news. It's Kevin's news.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
News brought to you by the Colville Rodeo. Kevin?
Forgot something in that challenge.
Okay.
Not just Eastern Washington, North Idaho. Take that, North Idaho.
Yeah, here we go.
North Idaho loves freedom. They're patriotic.
Correct.
But apparently nowhere near Medical Lake. So step it up. Get those pledges in. Pledge at jandkevin.com. That's all you have to do. Record the class. Send it in. We'll put them on there.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Got that off my chest. Now this, today is National Millionaire Day. Who wants to be a millionaire?
Yes, please. A billionaire would be better, but I'll take a million.
Yeah, just slow down, right?
Yeah.
Just start slow. Let's talk about millionaires, shall we? I think, first of all, most millionaires, 70% of millionaires, do not consider themselves wealthy. Because if you talk millionaire and net worth, there's a lot of people who are millionaires because of owning a home and then, you know, retirement, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you're a millionaire, but you don't feel like a millionaire.
Right, yeah.
You know, so it's one of those, like, wow.
I mean, if you wanted to sell your house to live in your car, then you'd probably have a millionaire, yeah.
Like, you could be, but you wouldn't consider yourself wealthy, certainly, in that situation. So 70% of people who qualify as a millionaire do not consider themselves wealthy.
That's fair. I get it.
How about this? A banker in a small town in Florida encouraged people to buy shares of Coca-Cola during the Depression.
Oh, wow.
And now that small town is full of secret Coke millionaires.
No way.
I love those stories.
That's great.
I love that stuff for the people who get in on the right things early.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it was one guy who suggested it all. I hope they have a statue of him there.
Seriously.
Arnold Schwarzenegger, heard of him?
I have, yeah.
He's a millionaire.
Mm-hmm. You're right, right, right.
What made Arnold a millionaire? Do we know?
What made him a millionaire?
Yeah, besides $1 million.
Right. That would have been a great answer.
He's a movie star,
It would have been a great answer. I wish I'd have thought of it.
Did he get any money from, like, the bodybuilding
thing? That's what I was going to ask, yeah.
He was a self-made millionaire by 22 years old, long before appearing in his first movie.
Right.
He used what he learned in school to invest his bodybuilding contest winnings, which weren't crazy.
Probably not a lot then, no.
He also decided to market gym equipment and exercise supplements.
Makes sense.
And he started investing in real estate and became a self-made millionaire by the age of 22. And he's gone on to do little bit more since then.
Real estate investment. I think that's a pretty good one.
It is.
Usually seems to work out.
Dirt. Now, quick tip from a guy over here who's not a millionaire.
Okay.
If you buy it, you got to keep it.
Right, yeah, it doesn't say buy dirt, then sell it when you're having a problem, and it's not as much money as it was when you bought it.
And then you live in an apartment. Different song.
Yeah. That's D-I-V-O-R-S-E, or C-E, I mean.
Okay.
Anyway.
Try not to dwell on this
anyway.
On a Monday. 1959. Let's go back to 1959. Yeah, just life yesterday. Was easier.
Yeah.
The guy who
my
wrote,
brother was born in 59.
Was he really?
Yeah.
Oh, happy birthday.
Thanks. What? I mean, it's been a while.
The guy who wrote Louie Louie.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Sold the song rights.
Isn't that the Washington State song?
It is. The song of Washington State. Haven't played that song for a long time.
Yeah.
I feel like it needs to come back, maybe. That's on me.
Yeah, what are you doing with your world?
I'm going to play it once in a while.
You don't have a lot of requests for the Kingsmen?
No. Do you know this song, Steve? Louie Louie?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Such good production.
Mm. Really gets me going on a Monday.
Boy.
Yeah. Well, he sold the rights to that song for $750 to pay for his wedding.
Oh, man.
Then in the mid-80s, he was living on welfare with his mom when a lawyer convinced him to take action to get the rights back to the song. He did it, and they settled out of court, and he became a millionaire.
Really? Wow.
Isn't that something?
How about that?
Those stories do make me happy. It's like a bummer if you hear the guy who wrote Louie Louie, you know, he's on welfare, he lives with his mom, it's
right.
A sad story.
Died
those
poor.
Are a bummer, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. $750 for a wedding, and then he got divorced 2 years later. Like, that's a sad story, but I do love it when up like, hey, you ended up rich because of that. Lady Bird Johnson, do you know her?
Yes, the former first lady.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I don't really know who she is. Lady Bird Johnson, I honestly thought was a baby from Larry Bird and Magic Johnson. She was the first lady to have become a millionaire in her own right before her husband was elected to office.
Oh, really? I didn't know that. Yeah. That was like in the 60s, because when was LBJ? 63?
Oh, yeah.
He took over for JFK, right?
I think that's correct.
History, man.
Yeah, no, I think that's right.
I feel like he was he president when I was born? Did he do a couple terms?
No, I don't know. I think it would have been
who was president when I was born.
Maybe just short of that, I think.
Who was president when you were born?
When I was born?
Yeah.
Abe Lincoln.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Hello, everyone.
Kevin James.
Tomorrow's game will be the meeting between the two, beating both first.
The Jay and Kevin Show on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Coyote Country app is there for you. You can listen on the app. You can download it. It's free. You can also check us out on your smart speaker if you have that. I know that there's a lot of that goes on as well. And people who listen on their smart TVs. You know, maybe you're, you know, got that going. So lots of ways to access the show, and we do appreciate it.
It's a listener letter. You wrote it down. We picked it up and we're reading it now. Gonna find out if we can help at all. And we're gonna see if you can help with your calls. It's gonna be fun and it's gonna be great. So let's get to it. No need to wait. It's a listener letter, don't you know? And we're reading it here on the Jay and Kevin Show.
Good morning, guys. I just started dating after a breakup. I had dated my ex since high school. So this is really the first time I've gotten into the whole dating scene. I'm on some dating apps and I've talked to a few people. Last week, a girl that I was talking to agreed to go out this week. She was super excited and our conversations have been great. But on Saturday, I sent her a message and said, hey, let's do drinks and apps on Monday at 6:30. I picked a place that I know she likes and a time that works with her schedule. There's one issue. I haven't heard back from her. Do I send a quick message this morning to say, hey, excited to see you tonight? Or does that sound kind of desperate? Do I assume she's going to be there and show up at 6:30 tonight? I mean, what do I do at this point? By the way, I do not like the dating game at all so far. That is from Lane today.
I did hear this morning from, there's a comedian named Brad Upton.
Yeah.
You know him?
I've heard of him, mm-hmm. Yeah.
He was just celebrating his 37th wedding anniversary last week. And I can relate to what he had to say about this particular listener letter.
I have no idea what I would say to a woman anymore. I really don't. You know what I do now? I bet I would walk up to a woman and bar go, hey, you know what? I vacuumed the whole house today. Did a couple loads of wash, folded it, put it away.
So I don't know. I don't know if I can super relate to this one, but I mean, I don't know. You can still reach out, can't you? You haven't had any confirmation. I'm certainly not going to go there and sit there.
Yeah, like I get how you could think, oh, yeah, she's just showing up. But that's I don't think I would assume that one. Because you might be sitting at the restaurant alone.
What would you do, Steve?
If you don't mind.
Well, I mean, a nice night out to yourself, maybe? I mean,
yeah.
Nothing wrong with that, right?
And I get I do think if you say, excited to see you tonight, that could sound desperate.
Yeah, yeah. I definitely wouldn't say that.
Jen says this on Facebook. Don't say excited to see you tonight. Say something like, hey, never heard from back.
Are we still on?
Never heard back from you about going out tonight. Are you still wanting to try to go out this week sometime?
Yeah.
If you don't hear back.
Now you know.
Then don't text again.
Yeah, that's fair.
Until she does. You know, that's gotten a lot of likes. That kind of covers it, I think.
Yeah, I think it's the, hey, just double checking. Is this good? You know, yeah, whatever. Whatever variation of that. Yeah, the excited to see you, I think, is that one's the one that you're like, oh, really? Excited? I don't know about that. Which seems like you're just trying to be nice. But
yeah, Joey says she never confirmed she was going, so sending a message along those lines is going to be looking kind of pushy. I would just text and ask if she got your first message about meeting up and if that's something she wants to do.
Ooh, if you really want to make her angry, just put the question mark.
Jay, that's a good call.
Just give her the question mark. And then, you know, she'll be like, because if she comes back and says, oh, dang it, sorry, I meant to reply to this. Yeah, this is good. Or if she's like, you know, because that's going to determine it right there.
Now, this is one that I do.
I don't think that's the goal, though.
This is what I've done.
Well, I mean, at least you know whether she's in or out.
And I feel like it's funny radio guy stuff. And I don't know if this is good advice or not.
Try it. Let's see.
But I would respond.
Steve and I will judge you. Here we go.
Testing, testing. 1, 2. Is this thing working?
No. I mean, it is funny.
Right. Because I figure, like, if you don't like that, we're probably not going to stay
together. Sure, that's what I'm saying.
So your text is, testing, testing, is this thing on?
Testing, testing. Is this thing working?
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Because, again, if she's funny, she's going to come back with something funny, right? Or something, you know, apologetic.
It doesn't respond at all. Guess what?
Then you know.
It saved myself a hassle.
Yeah, my mic was out of batteries, so that's why.
If she doesn't text back after testing, testing, is this thing on? Then you wait, and then you text back. Cancels out. Carry on.
Yeah.
Right? Isn't that the way to do it?
Oh,
because at least you know. Then I'd rather know right up front.
Steve, what would you do? I mean, you're kind of in the.
Yeah, Steve.
You're in the dating world, but you don't go on dates.
I mean, kind of.
Yeah, you're in the dating world, but you don't really try.
Boy.
Is that a fair assessment?
Oh, man. You know, I think my parents are listening right now, so I don't want to talk anything about dating.
Yeah, let's go.
You want to save it till they get here?
No.
That's a good idea. Topic number one.
I agree with that.
Oh, no. You know, I guess it kind of. Okay, so let's see here. It was last week they were talking, and then on Saturday he sent the message, hasn't heard back,
right?
And it's for today.
Right.
Yeah.
Ooh. Well, were they talking on Saturday, though?
I don't know. I would assume so. I would assume so, because, you know, that's when he sent her a message. But I don't know. He didn't tell me that.
Okay. Well, that's...
And it is only one day. Like, she could have had a really busy day yesterday.
Certainly. Yeah. Well, you still got to double check.
Right.
If you don't hear from her this morning, you got to send her a message.
I don't. Well, see, this all could have been avoided if you're a planner, like some people, and maybe you a week out, you say, hey, this is for next week or something, right? Planning.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
The
Big 99.9
Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
My dad would do that. He'd be like, oh, you guys are coming down for a visit. And we'd be like, yep. He'd go, okay, I'll email you a list of local hotels.
Kevin James.
Ah, I see what you're doing there, Dad. I picked up on it. Yeah, yep.
That's very nice.
Yeah, very subtle.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Coming up in about 20 minutes, we are going to give away some Raptor Reef indoor water park passes for you. So hold on for your chance to win those in about 20 minutes from right now. A little entertainment news. And it's brought to you by AMCO, AAMCO, and Burke's Disaster Restoration. The concert rider that we asked all the Friday crew, it's like, all right, you're a celebrity. What do you want backstage? Lainey Wilson, she doesn't ask for a lot, but she said, you know, I'm thinking about maybe mixing it up now because she's got friends who started telling her about their riders. She's like, you know, some of my friends are like, I want new underwear. I want socks 3/4 inch long, purple solo cups, and red Skittles. And she's like, you know, now I basically just ask for a tea kettle in case there isn't a microwave and I want some tea and some cough drops, whiskey, and water. That's her entire rider, yeah.
That's all she needs.
Tea, cough drops, whiskey, water.
Does she not wear underwear anymore?
Apparently not.
Huh.
Or maybe ever did. We don't really know, do we?
Well, I don't know. You said underwear at first, and I thought that you know, you were referring to her.
Yeah. We don't. But she also said she wants one of the things she thinks she is going to change her rider to say she would like a toilet seat. I think I'm going to ask for a new toilet seat.
What does that mean?
I mean, apparently she probably had maybe a bad run-in with a toilet seat at a venue in her, you know, dressing room.
So someone's going to just
I'm confused by that request.
All right.
Like, go in and put a special seat on just for her?
It takes like 5 seconds to put on a toilet seat, guys.
A little longer, but...
I think she maybe just had one that wasn't very clean at some point, so decided to ask for a new one. I'm just guessing.
Yeah. I mean, that's one way to do it, I guess.
I guess you know, then.
Forget the, you know, the paper down on the toilet.
just give me a new toilet seat. Well, she said she was going to go bougie, so yeah.
Yeah, travel with your own.
Yeah,
so bougie.
Have your tour manager install and uninstall your toilet seat at every venue.
Yeah, I wonder, do you have like a special case or a backpack for that?
Well, I mean, backpack, I feel like would be the way to go, yeah.
That makes sense.
Sure.
Yeah, you can shove that right in there.
Why not? What do you got going on in there? Oh, it's just my toilet seat. All right, cool, good story.
Yeah, imagine going through security with that.
Well, it's not like it's metal, unless you have a metal toilet seat. I mean, it's fine. What are they going to do, check your bag and see a toilet seat? Go ahead. I dare you to touch it.
It does seem very, like the stuff legend is made of.
It really does.
That Lainey Wilson, you know, known for her derriere, her famous her derriere is seat. Protected by her own private toilet seat that she has installed at every venue.
That'd be great.
That does. I kind of like that. Seems famous.
Yeah, she should go with that.
Seems like something Elvis would have done.
Have you heard her new song yet?
I don't think so.
All right, I'll play it next. Came out at
the
end.
She had the one about the horses, right?
Okay, that's been a minute. Yeah.
What do you mean, been a minute? That was her latest song, though, right?
Well, her latest song is the one I'm referring to now, which she released last week.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that was the latest one before this latest one.
But the one with the horses and stuff did go to number one, yes.
It did,
that's
okay.
Correct, Kevin.
I was just making sure I hadn't missed one.
Had the one with the flowers and the horses thing? I guess they were both wild.
Flowers. Uh-huh. Wild horses. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's all I know.
Yeah, that's all you need.
Are you guys in on documentaries? Documentaries, docuseries?
I mean, I'm going to say yes, but it's been a long time since I've watched one. But I feel like I like them when I see them.
Yeah, I find them to be very intriguing, and apparently so does everyone else. Because the number of documentaries that are released... is just wild.
Oh, yeah.
If you were to look them all up right now, I mean...
Do you want me to?
Like, some of the... No, I mean, I'm looking at some of them right now that are, like, you know, some of the highest rated on the tomato meter from Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh, yeah. We just call it Mato Meter, Kevin.
Yeah, the Spacey insiders. Unmasked, the story of Kevin Spacey. The Ashley Madison Affair, which I've watched part of that one. It is really something. let's see, Quiet on the Set. That is another one. That's the dark side of kids TV. They talk to
I did see that.
Guys that were kid, you know, guys and gals that were
childhood actors.
Childhood actors.
Yeah.
And I get, and it sounds like it's a lot of bad stories.
Right.
You know, the dark side of it.
Right.
But also fascinating. But then there's all the people documentaries that are out right now. There's a Steve Martin one I want to watch. There's an Arnold Schwarzenegger one I want to watch.
Okay, wow.
There's the Bon Jovi one. I want to watch that. Thank You and Good Night, I think, is the name of that one.
Okay.
It looks fascinating to me because I love hearing these people's story. The latest one, David Beckham. And I've heard it's phenomenal.
Okay.
I don't know or care anything about David Beckham, but I guarantee you if I watch that thing, I'm going to love it.
It'll be an interesting story.
Yeah. And yeah. So I am right now.
I'm with you.
That is my decision. My shows are about to be over. American Idol is over, and I gave up on it like 4 weeks ago.
Right,
I didn't mean to. I was loving it.
For you, it's been over for a month, yeah.
Yeah, and Survivor is done this week.
So you're gonna, right? So you're into all the... So you don't even know your own shows.
Yeah, I think it's done this week. It's just confusing because there's still six people left, but somehow...
Well, you might be a month behind, though.
No, I'm caught up on that one, Steve. Oh, okay.
Can't take Kevin, the risk. It ends at like 4th of July.
Yeah, it's the last episode this week. Final episode this week of Survivor. So then all my shows that I watch will be done, and I am going to start. I think I'm going to just start watching all documentaries.
Yeah, they're interesting once you start in on them.
You want me to watch first out of that to report back to you? I'm going to do one of the people ones. Steve Martin, Arnold Schwarzenegger, David Beckham, or John Bon Jovi.
In order, it would be... Oh, boy. John Bon Jovi one, that's going to be... Because, you know, he's a rock star, man. I mean, I feel like a rock star is going to be fun. And then Arnold, and then Steve Martin, and then what was the other one? Beckham?
David Beckham.
Yeah.
See, and what's funny about it is I've heard so much good stuff about the Beckham one that I almost want to watch it first because it sounds entertaining, but I do like all those other three people better than I would consider myself fans of those other people.
Typically, they're just one show, though. It's not a series. It's just like one documentary, 2 hours.
Sometimes they're one, but most of them are at least a couple episodes.
Okay.
Now, the way they seem to be doing them are like docuseries or, you know, something where it's a couple hours long.
So it's like American Idol being 3 hours long for no reason.
No, because you're telling a life story. If a documentary is like 40 minutes, I'm probably out on it
probably
because it's not enough.
Yeah, I get it, yeah.
Come on, man. We're covering the life of John Bon Jovi.
Yeah, that's going to be worth it.
That's gotta take a minute.
Yeah, it should be at least a few hours minimum, yeah.
I would imagine so, yeah.
Okay, I'll watch it. I'll report back to you immediately, sir.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
All right, you ready for the Laney?
Yes, and what's this one called?
Well, Hang Tight, Honey. You want to know the name of the song?
Yeah.
Hang Tight, Honey, but you want me to tell you the name of the song?
Yeah, I don't know.
But who's on first?
Hang Tight, Honey. I'll tell you the name of the song. Tree. All right, stand by in about 5 minutes here. Raptor Reef Indoor Water Park tickets for you, but that's about 5 minutes from right this
Where is it? And I'm like, well, it's right. And so they told us where they were. And we're like, yeah, you were right there by it. Well, we should have gone there. And your dad says, well, I mean, we probably could have stayed there. And he kind of does like a little look over his shoulder at you.
Oh.
Like maybe you led them astray, telling them not to stay at the Davenport?
I never said that. I said that was one of the options, but they wanted to be by the airport because they could have a shuttle and be close there, and they're closer to me and yada yada.
So maybe it wasn't a look for you. Maybe, I mean, I'm not trying to create any...
Oh, yeah, you are.
Marriage rifts, but maybe it was more of a Barb wanted to stay by the airport.
Although that sounds
more like your dad. I'm not sure. We'll clear it all up when he gets here.
Yeah. There you go.
Oh, boy.
Kevin?
Do you just want to leave?
What was the best thing from your weekend?
Yeah.
He will, yeah.
What was
the best thing from your weekend?
I mean, that might be best, Steve, if you just aren't here when your parents are here, then you don't have to listen to it.
Yeah, I did get a text from my cousin.
Okay.
He goes, you're putting your father and stepmother on the air. Did you lose a bet? Nothing good can come of this.
Except for humor. We experienced dinner with them on Friday, and it was really something.
That was the best part of my weekend, Kevin.
Yeah, Jay, I was going to give that to the weekend, but it didn't feel like the weekend to
it
me.
It didn't?
Because I was on vacation, and I counted...
I know.
Like... Friday as part of my vacation. Still.
I understand it, yeah.
Dinner was like the last thing I did on my vacation.
It didn't feel like the weekend, but we had the option to either go Friday night or tonight.
Yes.
And originally I was like, well, let's just go Monday. And then I thought, that's dumb. Let's spend some time together.
Absolutely.
Before they come on the air. So, yeah.
So we knew what to expect. And yes. I'm telling you right now, you do not want to miss it.
Very excited.
I think the favorite thing of my weekend, I'll just give it, to the wedding. Because this nice looking...
Congrats, by the way.
This nice looking cowboy came up to me during the wedding, and I thought, oh, God, he's going to tell me. I'm playing some dance song, and he's going to come up to me and
play
say...
Play some real country music,
me,
boy.
Partner, but I would
Excuse me, partner?
I'd appreciate if you play something country.
Yeah.
And I was mixing some country
fair.
In, but I was like,
That's fair.
I thought he comes up, and he goes, you know what, Kevin? This better be the best part of your weekend on Monday.
That's funny.
And then he turned around and he rode off into the sunset.
That's
and
I great. Was like, yeah. He just dropped that and
he
left. Did.
That's all he said. And then he left. That was literally it.
That's the way to put the pressure on.
That was awesome.
Yeah, it was.
It was a great wedding. Stetson and Janie over the weekend. They got married down in Colfax. That'll be the best part of the weekend.
So at the wedding... Where the person's name was Stetson, one of the guys wanted to hear country music.
Yeah. Yeah, sure did.
And that's something.
There was quite a few cowboy hats there. Ah. A lot of people. Man, those small town weddings are, you just forget how many people will show up.
Did you say
up.
Colfax or Colville?
Colfax.
Colfax.
Colfax at the old South, Southeast Fairgrounds? I don't know. I call them the Colfax Fairgrounds.
Yeah. I think everybody knows what you mean. Yeah.
Good times.
Great oldies.
It was a good time. And back into the wedding season.
Outdoors?
Ceremony was outdoors. Just a real quick one.
Good deal.
And then the rest of the party was inside.
And this from Tara. Went to the zoo in Boise and fed the giraffes.
Oh, really? I did not even know Boise had a zoo.
Huh.
Have you been to it, Jay?
No.
What about camping in Libby? How about Elizabeth?